this is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we didn't get to during the course of the show today. Who's excited about Christmas? Like, are you excited or are you stressed about it? Trepidatious?
I'm neither excited nor stressed.
Oh, no. Well, I guess that's good. Stress is bad.
So. Oh, it's here.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. I get stressed about it every year because, like, I've been working on a couple, like, gifts for, like, my daughter and everything that I'm trying to get accomplished.
You put a lot of weight on your own shoulders, for sure.
Probably, yeah. Because I guess, like, probably gifts is kind of a love language for me. Like, I want to give a gift that, like, someone goes, oh, that's really cool, I like that, you know, and it means something and stuff. So, yeah, so I'm stressed, and I'm trying to get, and it just seems like life keeps piling other things on that's preventing me from doing the fun part of the season. You know, it's like work comes up or life stuff, you know, and you're like, I'm just trying to get to, like, the good stuff, but all the stuff I'm trying to do takes time, you know, and I feel like I'm running out of time every day.
What about last night? You put up your Christmas tree.
Yes.
You put the tree up, but you decorated it. Was that stressful, or did you feel the joy of Christmas amidst that experience?
Okay, so here's the thing. Up to that point, like, I called my wife, and I said, hey, have you gone to the store yet? And she was working. She does Disney travel, and so she was working on a bid for somebody. And so she was, I haven't been able to. I'm working on this thing. I said, okay, well, I know you're going to be on the phone with this lady, so text me a grocery list, and I'll go to the grocery store for us to get stuff for that night. So she got hung up on the phone. I'm not upset about that, because that would happen to me. If it's work, work takes precedence. So I'm in the parking lot waiting for a text, because I don't know what she needs. So then I try to figure it out, like, based on what I know we usually have for this decorating party, so I kind of figure it out. And so I just go off the page. Sure enough, she texts me as I'm pulling into our housing development, and I had missed one thing, and a key thing in the thing. So I knew I was going to have to go back out, but I was going home to work on my daughter's thing. So I'm on the clock now, because we're like, okay, well, we'll go order pizza, and we'll go back to the store at the same time. We'll do it right before we decorate our tree, but I have to do that at a certain time. So then I'm on the clock trying to get this thing done in hurry, but not hurry too much to where I make mistakes, you know, So what was supposed to be fun ended up being the thing that was really super stressful to trying to get this other thing done, and because I didn't want to make the family wait and stuff. Yeah. And so, like, that's the thing I don't like about Christmas, is all the pressures that get put on, or that you take on yourself, you know, or that are subconsciously put on you, you know, because other people's plans. And so that was like the thing about it. And so And we got some travel stuff that I have to do. It's like, yeah, it's making it feel like not peaceful.
Will this make you change things for next year?
I just don't see it happening. Like, every year I've said this, like, man, I just want to have a year that's more laid back. And then every year it's like I end up, you know, Because the thing is like I've always made something for my daughter every year, like since she was little. And I want like a special gift for her kind of thing. And so, and the thing is she loves it. Like if she didn't appreciate it, then I wouldn't want to do it. But right. She genuinely loves it. And like if I didn't do it, she would be sad. And so that's something that I put that pressure on myself. You know, and so, yeah. But, and.
You set the bar high.
I know. And so I can't not do it kind of thing, but it definitely is.
That's why you set the bar low. You keep the bar low.
I know.
So that you could do something minimalistic.
Homemade cards. That's what I should be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got your dad's present yet?
No. I need to order it, but I know.
Do you know what you're getting him?
Yes. I know what I'm getting him. I'm getting him one of those, I think I told you this morning. One of those things you spit in the cup and...
Oh, like DNA testing thing.
Yeah, to find out if you're his kid. Yeah, that's right. No.
That'd be a terrible thing to learn.
Yeah, that'd be so great. You give him a DNA kit and you find out you're adopted or you find out like he's not your dad. Oh, that'd be so great.
Hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic.
That's a Hallmark movie. Like, there's a Hallmark movie
for you.
No,
that's a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, that's true. You need to go find your real parents.
Yes.
And their Christmas tree farm
owners.
And
your real dad is Santa. Oh, my goodness. So great.
Well, then I'm putting in a bad word for you.
Yeah, I'm on a naughty list already. That is, I think that's a really good gift, actually. I think that's great.
So.
Especially if they're even remotely interested in it.
Sometimes he listens.
Oh, really? He listens to the aftercast?
Yeah.
Tell him just not to.
Tell him to just not
hey,
to.
Hey, Dad, don't listen to the aftercast today.
Say, yeah, listen, don't listen to this aftercast.
Because he probably knows that you'll get him a gift.
Yeah.
And you're just hiding that. You're not hiding something.
Yeah,
that's more that's important.
Okay. I found out them, that right? my mom listens to the aftercast. I didn't know she knew how to do podcasts, to be honest with you. Mm. And so, like, this year, because this is where I used to say everything, you know? And so, this is where, like, the honesty, the truth serum is, it comes out in the aftercast. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then I find out my mom listens. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that, Mom. That's interesting.
So she surprised herself and you.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Gavin, are you ready for the holidays?
Yeah, and I think. I am excited because the only thing that is stressful is that we are, and this is, you know, like it's stressful because we're driving out to New Mexico for Christmas. So the only thing that's stressful there is that there's about 40 hours of driving Ugh. That I'm going to be doing in the span of about 9 days. But the time that you get to spend with family, that I'll get to spend with family, is 100% worth it in my mind. And it's the last time we're doing this drive. So
why is it the last time you're doing this drive? Is your family moving or you just have said no?
I'm just done. Doing
really?
That big of a drive.
Okay.
And so if we are going to do any amount of traveling, we will do it via plane tickets.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've gotten to
a lot of times.
Yeah.
Here's some advice for you as a younger person. A lot of times you can work this out where, you know, you tell your parents next year, like, oh, yeah, we'd really love to come. We can't drive and we can't afford the airline tickets. We'd love to see you, but it's just not going to, you know, we'll probably have to go to her family this year.
Oh.
You'll get tickets in the mail.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, no, well, please come on. And you can get your parents to pay for them.
That was a thing that was in the air, was that they were potentially offering to help us get plane tickets
yeah.
this year. But we did want to do the drive because we did want to bring the dog. But we will just figure everything out from now on, because I think that figuring something out as opposed to just sitting in a car for 40 hours yeah. is going to be worth it.
Like, I have determined, like, I love my cat, Sasha. She's 14 years old, but when it's her time, I'm not getting another animal. Like, I'm just not. I'm too old for this, and I want to travel more and more, and it's always a pain. Like, Betty has been so great. Like, she's filled in, like, last minute. She's been the main person to watch, like, our cats from time to time and stuff, and, like, she's always so great about it. But, like, yeah, it's always, like, pain to get people to watch your animals for you, and you don't want to board them. I hate boarding them, like, because it's always been bad. Like, they usually get sick in my experience.
Yeah, and I wouldn't typically board a cat.
Mm-hmm.
A dog, that makes sense, but not a cat.
Yeah,
we should get him a cat.
Although I was watching TikTok.
Yeah.
And
we got him a kitten for Christmas.
We got you something. Oh, it's so cute.
Whoops.
And you'll be like, oh, it's so
you
cute.
Have everything. We thought this is the one thing you don't have. I didn't want it. I saw this one TikTok today of this place, a puppy, like daycare or whatever, mm-hmm. and they open this door and about 30 dogs run in and they all jump in a pool. Aww. You're like, oh, that's a great puppy daycare. Like, oh, because so then they got to dry the dumb dogs off and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's a pain. But like those dogs were just like, they were having so much fun.
So cute.
Yeah, because I always felt bad. Like, because they've really turned it into a good business, though. Like, if you can find the right place, they treat the animals super well. And back in the day earlier, it was like they put them in little cages and they just sat there, you know?
Yeah.
And so now they really, a lot of these places do it greatly. Like, dog might like being there more than it being at home.
I know.
At least I got a pool over
here,
man.
You gotta pay extra for like pool time, TV time.
It's expensive too. Like, I don't know what it costs anymore, but it's expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap. The one place that because we had an emergency thing earlier this year, we had to board Ellie. And every place that was booked around here, so we ended up giving them to our friends. But when I looked at all the prices for everything, it was probably close to $70 a night for our dog.
Oh my gosh, it's a hotel room.
It's a hotel room.
Yeah, just get your dog a hotel room.
Might as well.
They can teach him how to order room service.
That's crazy.
Or just put, you know, I don't know, like grass in my house. Yeah. And just run the gambit.
Sawed a room and put a bunch of food. That is the nice thing about cats. For like 2 to 3 days, you can put enough food and water out and you're good.
They're
like
fine.
2 is about the most I like to go.
Sure.
But then they're pretty self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Well, an alternative band is getting some major attention, and it's not for the music they make, like they wish it would be, but for the unfortunate name of their band. They're called Omicron, as in the same name as the new COVID variant, but the band had the name first.
Okay, so the band has been an existing band
it's
for years?
It's been in existence, and then COVID came along
and
stole their name.
What does Omicron mean? Does anybody look this up? Like, I would look that up and see if it has...
Gavin, are you going to look it up?
Okay. Yeah, please do. Like, I'd love to know what the meaning of this is prior to it being associated with the virus.
It is just the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet, which, you know, Delta, I think, is the fourth.
Yeah. A, B, C, D, Delta.
You could say that. So that might be the thing. And it's the 15th star in a constellation. So it is like a Greek thing.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool. Well, I'm not as scared of it now.
Yeah.
Well, if you're curious about what they sound like, I did find this clip of their new single. It's called On and On.
Okay, now this to me, Omicron sounds like a Swedish death metal band to
me. It's not.
Or a Transformer.
Oh, because that's what I'm picturing.
And there's nothing.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think it's that bad.
Well,
there's
a reason they didn't blow up before.
You know what? Maybe there's a good side to this, and the Omicron variant will cause you to lose your hearing and not your taste and smell, and then you can avoid that band.
Well,
that was horrible.
Hopefully they're not singing for it, because it says... There's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
It goes on and
on. That's really, that was rough. That sounded like the 80s, and that's a newer band. Wow.
Yeah. Also, I've got a second story. So in the 80s, The Facts of Life was a major hit for television audiences all over the world. I don't know this show.
You don't.
I know nothing about it. Okay. I never saw an episode.
I can help you. It had Mrs. Garrett was the den mother, the house mother, and it was girls in high school at a boarding school. Then they transitioned to college. This is where you found some stars. One Miss Tootie, who was the girl on roller skates. Lisa Winchell was Blair. And then the tough girl, Joe. I saw a lot of myself in each one of the characters.
That
is why I loved it so much. George Clooney even was on this show early on.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Kind of a guess thing.
Well, and because of its nostalgic popularity with both women and men, apparently,
yes.
It's getting a live special in front of a studio audience.
Oh, are you kidding me? I don't know if that's necessary, because that could be... I think Charlotte Ray has to be dead. Like, Miss Garrett has to be gone.
Well, it's set to air on Sunday on ABC, and the official cast has been announced. And it's surprising because all of these women are older.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't think that they would meet the criteria, but I don't know. This is something new that they're doing. So Jennifer Aniston is going to play Blair Warner.
Wait a minute. Why would you not get the actual Blair Warner, Lisa Winchell? Like,
I don't know.
That's weird, because you, Jennifer, you had your show Friends.
Gabrielle Union as Tootie.
Wait a minute. Gabrielle Union
Wasn't she the girl that was in Bring It On?
I thought she was a Tumblr. Okay. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Gabby Douglas. Okay, phew. Gabrielle Union. Okay, so she's going to play
Tootie.
Yeah,
she's the girl in Bring It On. And she's 49. I just looked that up. She's 49. Golly, she looks good for 49.
Okay, so they're not doing like a reunion. They're doing a series, like a homage.
Right. Catherine Hahn as Jo.
Okay.
And then a newer actor, Allison Tolman as Natalie.
As Natalie. Okay, yeah, Natalie was the funny girl on the show.
And
so she was not as good looking as the others in conventional ways.
Bless her.
She had a good sense of humor, and so she was comic relief. When they cast Tootie, I can't remember Kim Fields. It was Tootie's real name.
Why was her name Tootie?
I don't remember. I looked that up because I'm sad that I don't remember that. But I do know when they cast her, she was so much shorter than all the other girls. They made her shtick that she always wore roller skates. And so Tootie roller skated everywhere until she actually grew tall enough to walk.
What?
like be the same height as everybody. Tootie. Why was her name Tootie?
It says her real name was Dorothy Ramsey, but she went by Tootie.
Oh, I don't remember why that was.
Tootie Ramsey.
Yeah.
Huh. Fictional character.
I can't believe that they got Jennifer Aniston to play this part. Like
that's
that
big.
Seems, yeah, that is big. I'm curious if too, like sometimes actors have pet projects and they'll do things because maybe she watched the show and loved the show and she's like, oh, I'd love to do that character and be her. Because Blair was the self-absorbed, wealthy, rich snob girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe she's got to pay for her Christmas presents that she's given
probably
out. So I don't know. She had to take up an extra job or two.
I think there are definitely things like artists would go on Sesame Street and things like that because they wanted to have a legacy thing for their kids to watch. And then you watch Will Smith do kids movies now and The Rock doing movies that kids can watch and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they pick projects as they get older too that are like, oh, these are good for my kids long term.
Or you know? They want to get their grandchildren free passes into Disneyland or Disney World forever.
I couldn't fault them for that because it's pricey. You ever price out a Disney vacation? It ain't cheap.
Yeah.
So, all right. You got some birthdays for me?
I do not.
No, you don't. Okay.
No, but
is it because you're being difficult or because they
that's
aren't
rude
there?
And uncalled for?
Just questioning.
I don't have any birthdays, but I can give us a question if you would like.
Please do.
If you had to play any sport as an alternative career, what sport and team would you pick and why?
I'm curious how you are going to answer this, Betty.
Yeah, because you're not so sporty.
I know what I do.
I mean, it would be great to say NFL because like, hey, I'm an NFL player and I made all this money and stuff like that. But that's not practical. And you have a shorter career. It's got to be curling. Because
you have a fascination with curling.
It's a fascinating sport, and you can do it well into your old age. You know,
have you actually done curling?
I did it one time. We rented out an ice rink at a radio station I worked at because our producer at the time had dual citizenship. He loved Canada that much, and so we set up a curling opportunity for him at an ice rink, and we brought in curling stones and everything. It was awesome.
That's
it was
awesome.
Fun. I liked it, and so I would do that just too because it's unusual.
Yeah.
I saw the other day on ESPN carrying a cornhole championship.
Yeah.
Like,
what in the world?
On
ESPN? Like, are you kidding me?
I saw a tag. Tag one.
They have very intense tag.
Like, they have tag teams.
Oh, I
and
have
they play
seen
tag.
That. Yes.
They're just parkouring through this, like, square.
Yes. It's crazy.
That is weird. Okay, we'll go to Betty last. Gavin?
I think I'd choose golfing.
Yeah.
Because when I think about other major sports, these guys have to play for 6 months out of the year, and sometimes you're on the road, and I just can't see that being fun for family.
Yeah.
So I might choose golf because it seems like you can kind of pick and choose. You play one good, you know, you play one good 3-day round and you get a few million dollars, you can be done for the year.
Golf is one of those sports that's like being a comic. When you're coming up, it's horrible.
Oh, you're not
flying in your private jet like a lot of these guys. You're driving from event to event, and sometimes it's halfway across the country.
Yep.
You're staying in really cruddy motels, and then you are trying to make the cut just to get into some of the money because you knew, you know, Tiger Woods was going to win or somebody, whoever's the big dog, you know, and so you're just hoping to make the cut and make a little bit of money out of it. Because I had a friend that was a golf pro like that, and it was a hard life. He finally gave up because he was like, I don't mentally have what it takes to make it to that next round. He had the skills, but golf is such a mental game as well, you know, because all these guys can hit the ball, they can put it where they want it to go, but it's when you're sitting there with an 8-foot putt for $2 million and you can make that happen with all that pressure, that's next level, you know?
Yeah.
Lady Rock.
I would go with a rodeo clown.
Oh, I love that. I always wanted to be that when I was a kid.
You did?
I did, really. I didn't want to be the rodeo guy. I wanted to be the clown.
Well, I think it would be fun. I can just sit in a barrel, roll around a few times.
Yeah.
I might meet a cute cowboy.
There you go.
Nice.
Not my reasons.
I could get a funnel cake on my lunch break.
Yeah, that's great.
I think this is a win-win-win.
I wanted to be a rodeo clown because I thought it was really fun. You're living on that edge of danger, you know, kind of thing, and you're like right in this bull's face, and you're just trying to slip by it and stuff. And I always thought that challenge was way cooler than just riding on the back of the thing.
For like 8 seconds.
Yeah. And the rodeo clowns are the guys that save the guy's life. So you got a little hero complex in there as well. Have you ever seen a guy get hung up, though, when their hand won't cut free?
Yes.
That's bad.
It's like they're a rag doll.
It is so bad, man. Body's being flopped over. And I love that the clowns, though, they run in, or they call them bullfighters now to make it cooler and less derogatory, I guess. To who, clowns or bullfighter clowns? I don't know. Somebody was offended, I'm sure. But
the Clown Association.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not just a clown.
Yeah, I don't know who was offended, but I guarantee you that's why they changed the name. Somebody was upset on one side of that story. And so they try to get their hands free, but they jump up on the bull and will try to free the cowboy's hand. And so it's a really cool profession, I think. And you get to wear makeup. Like, how great is that? Not that I would like that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that why you wanted to do it, Betty? You like the makeup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I think that's going to do it for your Aftercast for today. So as always, thanks for being a potty.